So this is part three of the interview with Dr. Miles Weaver. And we touched on the issue of gender equality or gender equity and the roles of men and women in Islam. And he mentioned that Islam is about fairness, but he doesn't feel that that factor is fair, and that the fact that women have are not equal to men. And this is his sort of view on the way things are. But I'd just like to comment and say that the roles of men and women in Islam are seen as individual, and the word equal sort of doesn't identify, you know, it doesn't sort of, it's probably a misconception to say that men and women are equal, because we do different things, we have different roles, and a woman can have a baby and that is her role, and a man cannot do that, and he's not, you know, naturally capable of doing that. So you may say, why can't a man have a baby then? And you know, this is two different individuals, two different genders, and they have their different roles. So Islam identifies that and allows a woman to, you know, be able to carry out that role in the best way possible, and for a man to carry out his role in the best way possible. Dr. Miles, would you have anything to say about that?
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you, sisters.
Yes.
I'm allowed to call you sister.
Brother.
Yeah. It's personal. I quite like it. I've really enjoyed myself tonight. I went to the talk and I maybe debated with the cleric too much. And yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow, I hope. And I was delighted to be invited again back tomorrow for free food and to talk to the next speaker. Yeah, I'm going to come. I'm not going to talk about your points, because I think we'll talk about it tomorrow. And I really enjoy what you have to say.
Good night.
It's 10:30. I'm going to go home. I'm going to upload this. I'm going to keep my promise, because I always keep my promise to students. I'm going to read that Quran book you gave me, because it was quite small, wasn't it? I reckon I could read that before I go to bed. I'll go to bed at midnight, get home, half an hour on that. And then tomorrow you can quiz me again on whatever you wish. People don't talk about these things. That people don't talk about the politics and Islam, because it's too difficult. Well, let's have a go at it. I'm up for it. Are you fired up?
Yes,
of course.
Okay, well, let's have a go tomorrow.
If you believe in something enough, you can.
Can I just say something about equality?
Yes, you can, because you've got 2.5 minutes left.
Okay, right. Well, in terms of equality for...
Yeah, this is equality. You can hold it yourself.
Okay, thank you. I didn't realise I could use my hands. In terms of equality, in terms of... If you talk about just a British term of equality, for women, it's changed over history. Before, it used to be about women being able to own rights, being able to manage their own property.
Yeah, the right to vote.
Then it came in, there's obviously been a lot of change. Then the suffragettes movements came in about women getting equal voting rights. And obviously then getting equal pay. And nowadays, it's about making sure women are in high positions in top firms, getting equal pay, and making sure that they have the same benefits and the same opportunities as men do nowadays. That's what I think a lot of the stuff is about, gender equality nowadays. But in Islam, the term equality and equity has stayed throughout the time it has begun. Women have always had the chance, have always had the right to vote. Yeah. They've always been involved in democracy. They've actually been given more protection and more rights than a lot than Britain has actually seen in the early years as well, if you think about it. And things that women could actually own property, they could actually run their own business and successfully run their own businesses when Islam first started as well. Whereas back in those days, Britain couldn't even think about letting their women handle property or even own the property, because they used to see them as irrational creatures. And that is a term that used to be often described as women. But if you see Islam's equality, as I mentioned before, it stayed the same. It has stayed the same. What has changed over the years is the fact that the culture and the society has actually put pressures on women, and women through education and men through education have realised that that's not right. That's not the right issue. And I believe that it's a common misconception that Islam doesn't have equality.
Oh, you still got half a minute.
Well, there you go, interrupting me now.
sorry. I thought a man has to leave. No, I'm joking.
It's okay. Men are allowed that misconception as well. Well, just to round it off, Britain will continue to have misconceptions about gender equality as well, and women, there'll be more issues about getting equality with men, but Islam has stayed the same, and it will continue to stay the same, with women having more rights than they ever